Well, we have what we would call 10 home office do's and things that you should do that will help you to work more effectively in your home office. And the first one is to have a physically separate space for your office, if at all possible. If you don't have a separate room, then divide the room that you have with a screen or a book divider or furniture or something where you know clearly I'm there to work.
Second, use printed material that speaks well of your business. With today's laser printers and inkjet printers that look like offset printing, it's possible to be taken quite seriously as a business, and so take advantage of those capabilities.
Number three, get a separate business telephone line that is for your business so that you will be listed in the white pages and the yellow pages, and you can keep your personal line for your family and children to use.
And answer your business telephone with a pleasant greeting that communicates that you are glad to be receiving the caller, and at the same time creates a professional image for you.
In other words, yeah.
Keeping the kids away from your business phone.
Yeah, you want that message to be as if someone were calling an office anywhere. And five, set goals for yourself every day and work on those goals. Work on what you think of as most important first. In other words, put first things first. Don't get bogged down in reacting to interruptions and the things that are going on that are coming into your life, but instead you be the one that's directing what you're going to be using your time to do.
Next, value your time as your money. Instead of driving back and forth to get faxes or to make photocopies, consider what the real cost is of your time when making the decisions as to what equipment to buy.
Seven, make your cash flow. In other words, get deposits, get partial payments up front, retainers, have clear understandings about the billing procedures that you're using, and then bill promptly and call immediately if a payment is late.
Eight, save time by using technology to its fullest. There's no need to handwrite checks. There's no need to enter your records by hand. The computer capability is such that it can be the equivalent of 2.5 to 3 people if you use it.
Of course, you do need to keep paper copies of your receipts and invoices, of course, for the IRS, and you need to keep those at least 6 years so that you can back up and support the deductions to which you're entitled.
Also, organize your filing system, both on the computer as well as the paper, which is inevitable that we have. And we suggest using color coding and file folders, various kinds of commercial labels that are available with the year. That'll make them stand out and easy to find and keep things close at hand, those things which you use on a regular basis.
And number 10, have an attitude that you work from home, not at home. Go out and make new contacts, keep in touch with the people that you have already been in touch with. Don't get isolated, particularly if you are naturally reserved and have a tendency to want to just sort of focus in on your work. Remember that your home is a base, not a permanent place, and get out there and interact with people and with the world.